all for sharing this day with us. We're going to have a little bit of our student program. We can't do the whole thing because it takes an hour, and we're so anxious to hear from Srila Gurudev. So we usually chant about 4 or 5 bhajans every morning, and we've learned about 35 shlokas, but today we'll chant 1 bhajan, Gurudev Pipapindadiya, and we'll do about 10 or 12 shlokas for Srila Gurudev's pleasure and for the pleasure of all the devotees. So Govinda, would you like to? Govinda and
Damian.
Now we went to Chance's school.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came?
To be so Mandiri Bhav.
Namaste, Krishna.
Namaste, Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Jagraha.
Chaitanya Rasa
있습니다.
What is the glorification of name you are given? Who is Nam?
Krishna.
Name, sir. Any difference?
No.
Oh, some difference that name is more merciful. Krishna has invested in his name all powers, all sweetness, all rasa. Have you belief in Krishna?
Have you faith in Krishna?
Krishna can give me, are you gold?
Krishna can give you gold, worldly happiness.
All these things.
Is that what you want from the world?
No.
No, he does not want.
No, no, but can he give gold? Can he give anything which we desire?
Yes.
If a man has a so much strong belief in Krishna name, then why he goes to marry? Why he goes to job to maintain his life, make money? Why?
Because he wants all the opulence.
He has no belief in Krishna. This is the thing. If Krishna can give me everything what we need, more than that, then why we make money, make any job, going to universities to be more intelligent? If the goal of the life has been achieved by Krishna name.
Because you don't just have Krishna, you
want
other things.
Only uttering of this sloka will not do. You should try to have a strong faith on Krishna. Krishna can give. Like Prahlad Maharaj. He has faith. And that is why you see Krishna. Well, listening there told him that, oh, you should pray any boon. And he told that, oh, if I'm chanting Krishna, nothing, no boon. So Krishna name is like desire free, more than that. You should always have so much strong faith. Guru comes to give this faith. If a guru cannot give this faith to his disciples, oh, there is something lacking in him or lacking in his disciples. Swamiji wanted to give this faith to all, but all could not be like that. What we should try. But why we go to job or here and there? Oh, because we don't want to give any
attention,
any place to Krishna, that Krishna should do for me. I should serve him for this. My heart will be blessed. From beginning, they have belief, they should bear a strong belief from beginning. And if Guru has that belief, the teacher has belief, then all the students will be there. I think that your Guru and Guruvain both. Guruvain, you know?
Guru and wife of Guru. Guru's wife.
Both are very qualified.
Gopanandini Didi.
And Nanda.
Both.
Jami Radham,
Jami Radham,
Aravind Netram,
Aravind Netram,
Jami Radham,
Jami Radham,
Arda
Rasvatasam,
Rasvatasam,
Dami Radham,
Dami Radham,
Aruna Bradham,
Aruna Bradham,
Tomomanyasti,
Tomomanyasti,
Tirunakapi,
Tirunakapi.
I worship Lotus Eye Radha,
I worship Lotus Eye Radha,
I meditate on Sweetly Smiling Radha,
I meditate on Sweetly Smiling Radha.
I glorify Supremely Merciful Radha.
I glorify Supremely Merciful Radha.
She's the only goal of my life.
She's the only goal of my life.
I have no other life.
I have no other life.
What is the meaning of this slok that you uttered?
That Srimad Bhagavatam has my only purpose in life.
Do you think?
Yes.
All like this. Any prayer which are you doing? To take the essence of that slok in your heart. This is the best slok. More than prayer of Krishna. If you pray to Krishna, then Krishna will tell Srimati Radhika, oh, come on and give boon to that person. Directly he will know. He will tell to Srimati Radhika to give boon or anything. So this slok is very high class. You can all remember this slok in your sadhana bhajan. But thank you.
Thank a lot to Ishwara for that. That's very good.
Ishwara
Paramakrishna.
Ishwara
Paramakrishna. Sachinanda Vigraha.
Anadi
Adi Govinda.
He is the origin of all.
He is the origin of all.
He has no other origin.
He has no other origin.
And he is the prime cause of all causes.
And he is the prime cause of all causes.
You are telling that Krishna is the cause of all causes, no?
Yes.
And there is no his origin. But we see that Yashoda is origin of Krishna. He came from Yashoda. How you will reconcile?
Krishna is...
Oh, you should ask your teacher.
Krishna is the origin of all, but in his Leela, he has so many different relationships.
It is Leela or really? Leela is like a
drama play.
So like this, or what?
In reality, Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda. He's also, he also by his different expansions creates and destroys this material world. But he himself, his personality as Krishna, exists in Goloka Vrindavan as the son of Mother Yashoda. He is Vijendranandan Krishna.
What you told Ishwara Paramakrishna, any being or human being, gopi, anyone admits this fact or not? Ishwara Paramakrishna.
No.
Gopis know.
Huh?
Gopis
know.
They just
gopis,
know
his
gopis. None of them, they all know that Krishna is there.
Cowherd boy?
No.
Especially gopis? No. And they are superior, so much highest in knowledge. You know that Narayan has how many hands?
Four
hands. And Nrsimha has how many hands?
100. So many.
Why they are not original of all this? How Krishna became? To what? Little boy?
Two hands only.
Narayan should be supreme. Origin of all manifestations. Krishna should be his manifestation of Narayan. I think that it is.
It is not okay with Krishna. He is the origin of all incarnations, avatars, all energies, all things.
But he is a little baby. By appearance, it is not fixed, Bhagavata. Bhagavata means?
Godliness.
Is not fixed by appearances. By arasa. Arasa. By mellow. And his sweet pastimes. Narayan cannot be a son of anyone. Never he cannot be son. And he cannot accept any wife other than Sri Bhulnila. Never. He cannot embrace anyone. Never. But Krishna, opposite. So, 12 kinds of rasas are Krishna. So, he is Supreme Personality of God. Thank you. Next.
We've also learned some Bhagavad Gita shloks and nectar instruction shloks. In addition, we have to gather here from you.
He says they also learned Upadeshamrita shlok and Bhagavad Gita shlok.
Very good.
He said now, we'd like to hear from you.
My dear children, students, also teachers, I have a dream that in Deja, this is the ideal school. When I first came here, I saw that no school. Children are going here and there. No school, nothing. Also, I saw in India here and there, the devotee sons and children, daughters. They have no
education.
I wanted that from beginning they have schools. Our Prabhupada, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he made so many schools, Sanskrit school especially, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur Institute in Mayapur. Still it is running. That is good. Still, our Guru Maharaj made Gaudiya Vedanta Chatushpati, still running. So we should make any idea of the school that where children can have so much education, not only for maintaining their self. This is secondary. How we can be happy in this life? In this life and coming life, we can only be happy if you have a strong belief in God, and that God is Krishna. So if these injections are given, and baby's heart, even they are of 5 years old, it will not wash, but it should be in proper way. I know that Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj was admitted in that school, Bhakti Government Institute, our Guru Maharaj.
Admitted.
He was also their teacher and manager of all things, our Guru Maharaj. So it may be that some will not be qualified so much. But even you should try. That from beginning, our children should be very strong belief in Krishna, in worshipping Krishna, in chanting Krishna. And also there should be expert in language, English language or Sanskrit language, Hindi language or what they are studying. They should be qualified, that they can also be maintain themselves on their own feet also. So in India, the first four classes, Guru is called Guru. But after that, professor, teachers and other things. And those who have been given good impression in the age of 5 to 8, 9, 10, or it will be very good children. So I'm happy now that here all Nirguna Prabhu and others, Govinda Prabhu, his wife, Mula Didi, and others, and this Prabhu,
Bhajananandan
Prabhu, also.
There's another teacher, Nityananjari. Where are you, Nityananjari?
All are helping. And why?
Teacher.
Oh, thank you. So, you are making the children's life successful. My heartfelt blessings to you. Also, I know that Bhajendra Prabhu and his wife, Gopanandini. She wanted to go to India to do bhajan. But I thought that this time is not appropriate to go Vrindavan. No, they cannot maintain Vrindavan. Again, they will have to come or here and there. So better if they are here teaching the boys in real way, then they will also be matured in bhakti. Also, I think that some money should come to them to maintain their families. So I think that gradually it will be an ideal school. And they are doing so well. Now, I think that 25 children are here. 25 children. And all are doing well. Now they are becoming famous. I think that all the devotees here and there, they will send their children here to be admitted in this school. And we will have to make it bigger one. Giving so many facilities there. So I think that the dream of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj may be successful. He wanted that whole world should be converted in devotees of Krishna. Though it is absurd, but like Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted a boon from Nisindadev, that I want to divide my all but fortune. Oh, Jiva, that you should be happy to sprinkle them your mercy to all Jivas, that they should chant and remember, and they should be a very ideal devotees of Krishna. And I will go to hell for lakhs and lakhs for unlimited time. You want to sing their compass. Oh, I have been defeated. But only this is thing, that those who will remember you and me, they will be liberated and they will have power. But those who will not accept all these things, they will not sing. So Swamiji wanted in his dream that whole world should accept Krishna. And I know that he is so much successful in this. I have only come to all the places to remind Swamiji and to again inspire them in Krishna Bhakti. And he planted that seed of bhakti, somewhere planted, somewhere sprouted, sometime, somewhere some leaves coming, some fruits were to come. But again they began to dry after his departure. But now I am seeing, oh, all are so inspired, everywhere. Those who left, chanting, remembering, even ISKCON left, so many leaders and leaders are coming and joining, and again they are inspired. So, my so much, I'm praying to Swamiji that he should sprinkle his mercy, that we should realize that we are in one family. In one family. So you should see all that we are all in one family. Even those who are not disciples of Swamiji, disciples of Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, Pand Maharaj and all others, even not in the family of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, out of them, those who are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and they are chanting and remembering, all are in your family. And we should try to respect them. Always try to respect them with speed, words and honor. Don't use any harsh word. Never. I heard that some devotees is still now using very harsh words for others. Oh, we should try to control our distance. This is the essence of the Siksha of Upadeshamritam, Vachovedam. If this boneless creature can will be controlled, then everything will be controlled, no doubt. But it is very hard to control this tongue. If you are controlling tongue, then sweet words will come. Opposition will be also corrected, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went in the council of Mayavadi Prakashananda. And where he said, you know, or near the train, and all sannyasis, how much?
60,000
sannyasis of Prakashananda. All were sitting in high platform, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there. And what became? His disciplefulness attracted all, and they all came. Prakashananda even came, and he took his hand. Oh, you are so much qualified, come to this. So this should be very humble. Try to use very
sweet words
to anyone. This is the essence of our existence. If you are not honoring your superior and not giving love and affection for juniors, you cannot do bhajan. But to tell preaching, of preaching, in preaching this should be like that. So, I think that in this idealist school, we should help that each soul grow up, develop. We should give some facility to the teachers. Up till now, we are not giving so much facility there because we not so much qualified to be. But now we should try to think about the facilities for children also and for teachers also. We can make a separate school for this, separate fund for this. And I think that if government will see it good, we may help also. And thus, my so much heartily blessings to
Rajendranandan
Prabhu,
Goptanandini,
and that one teacher,
Nityamanjari,
and the Prabhu,
Nirgun Prabhu,
Gopakananda Prabhu, and his wife,
Neelacham Didi,
and all others, Hartman,
Mahibharat.
I think that they will give their more attention to this school too. We can make also afterwards some boardings like Swamiji wanted, gradually. So, all boys should be ideals in all respect. I've heard that Swamiji who started his schools in Vrindavan, Gurukul, here and there. In
Mayapur,
New Mayapur also. Mayapur in France.
Also. Yes. Yes.
But now all are like barren lands. We should try to make it that this kid should be ideal for so many years. Some bad character teachers, they came and spoiled everything. I think there should be a committee that they should select teachers, good teachers, ideal teachers, also in character and also in Krishna devotion. And that should be kept. Then all the boys will be very, very
qualified.
So my heartfelt blessings to the managers, teachers, all students. Go to
Hari.
One Kirtan Krishnadas. Where is Krishnadas?
He's coming.
Kya bolta? Bala
Tori.
Saraiya.
Mahi. Mahi.
This is for boy, as students. And it is a prayer to Krishna. That, oh Krishna, I know that you are a little baby, playing with babies, or playing on floor. So please come on with us, these boys. You should play on floor.
In our group. In that group
I know that We used to stole away
butter.
Oh, can you come? Please come, and we will go to. We are all
Gopi's house.
Gopi's house, and we will store
butter.
Steal butter. Oh, I know that you are very expert in dancing and singing. We like you. So please come on at once. We want to dance with you and to sing with you. Oh, also I know that for being a very little baby, you lifted Govardhan on your
left hand and lifted.
We want to see that my friend Krishna can take this mountain. Then I will, we will also help him by our
sticks.
We want to see. Oh, we once heard that Krishna, when he was baby, and he was telling butter here and there, and Yashoda Maya controlled him, and he took some rope and he bandaged Krishna in charred mortar, and then Krishna was weeping, and all the friends were happy. Oh, again we will do like this. So we want that you should come and play with us this kirtan. Now you can.
Krishna Das Prabhu will enroll in the Guru Parampara.
And I fear that all will be black.
कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में कन्हैया
बाल तो भी में कन्हैया Thank you. temple devotees. All glories to the temple devotees. New Raj Gurukula Ki. New Raj Gurukula Ki. Srila Gurudev Ki. Bhaktivedanta Smaraj, Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Gonitai Ki, Shishi Gonitai Ki, Go Premanande,
Jai 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 Sri
Radhe,
Jai Sri Radhe,
Pancha Kalpa Kripa Sriva Vacha Lord Vrindai,
Yeah.